actually right now. It's now 1:30. We are going to start with item number 9, discussion, consideration, and possible action related to Dr. John Denborg consent agreement for cases 1639, 1653, 1723, and possible noncompliance of the same. Executive Director, do you have a intro to this? Do you want me to just jump into it? Okay, thank you. All right, so the Dr. Denborg was under a consent decree that was for a minimum of 1 year. The consent decree allowed him to petition the board for release after 1 year. Currently, he's still under the consent decree. We have not received a petition of release. It's Dr. Toma has been the monitor. I do not believe he is any longer. I don't know if he's officially stepped off.
I believe he's not officially providing the supervision anymore. The last report received was in October of 2019. That would have been the fourth quarterly report. When this matter came before the board back in January, at that time, Mr. Dunbar's attorney, Artie Eves, indicated that while the formal supervision may have ended, they were in indirect communications. So I don't know the extent of their communications.
All right, thank you. And I don't see Dr. Denborg. You must be representing him?
Yes, my name is Robert Beardsley.
You don't need to stand up. We're not that formal. Go ahead.
My name is Robert Beardsley. I'm here on behalf of Dr. Denborg.
Thank you for being here. So Denborg is currently still under consent decree. Do you know, is Dr. Denborg practicing psychology?
No, he is not practicing at present.
He is not.
No.
So under the consent decree, he would have to have a practice monitor if he is practicing psychology. Is that still, and there's also other terms in that. We as a board have not lifted the consent decree, so it's still in action. I don't know. I want to make sure that maybe you relay that to him so he's understanding that. I'm sure he does because it's in the consent decree. But he should not be practicing at all unless a practice monitor has been approved by the board staff and he has a practice monitor as itemized or that's in the consent decree.
I will remind him of that. My understanding is that he's aware of that and is complying.
Okay, thank you. And can you introduce yourself? I'm sorry, for the record.
Robert Beardsley.
Great.
I'm Artie Eves' associate.
Great, thank you. Thank you for being here. We appreciate that. All right, the next item on the agenda, and I'm looking for my agenda, my notes, is item number 8, informal interview, discussion, consideration, possible action related to the allegations of unprofessional conduct, proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, possible discipline, and our possible consolidation with Dr. Denbar's current consent agreement for cases 1639, 1653, 1723, and or possible consolidation with other pending matters or referrals from the hearing. The first case is 1826.
Chairman, there is a request for a continuance that is before the board. There was documentation filed or presented to the board, I believe, on Tuesday of this week. And then you have at your table additional documentation that was filed with staff yesterday. And so there are essentially requests for continuance based on maybe two grounds. And if you want to hear from Mr. Beardsley.
Place.
That's correct. We are requesting a continuance of this informal interview. We're asking to consolidate that with the 2020 matters that Dr. Denborg is yet to be scheduled for an informal interview on the 2020 board complaints that are pending against him. We're asking to consolidate the informal interview for all 8 into one setting. Prior to this hearing, we received disclosure of a supplement to the 1826 complaint. The voluminous supplement, we have not had an opportunity to review that material with Dr. Denborg to prepare him for this informal interview. Additionally, on 3/11, March 11th, Dr. Denborg's mother, and this information comes from Dr. Denborg, I don't have any firsthand knowledge of this information, this is what my client is telling me. His mother started to suffer from flu symptoms. He took his mother to a emergency room where she is admitted and quarantined while they were there. It's my understanding that the doctors that were seeing or treating his mother asked him to get tested. He has told me that he has since been tested. I provided two letters from doctors that have seen Dr. Denbor. They are recommending that he not be in public situations, not come to public meetings due to his potential risk of having COVID-19.
Thank you. And you provided those letters to our staff?
Yes.
Do I have?
Which is before the members. I place it on everyone's desk.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So in essence, your request is to move all of this to, so it's one informal hearing.
Yes.
All right. Board, any thoughts?
We can't ignore the significance of this viral thing that's going around, if that's the issue before us today.
Yes.
We also have some responsibility for timeliness in processing these things, and what we've only been able to do is keep lumping them together. And now there's
there are eight.
I apologize.
There are eight. I think there's one in the one coming to the CSC.
Correct. There's eight pending before for the board, and one that has not gone to the CSC yet.
So there's nine.
Nine total, correct.
Including the waivers from earlier this month.
Yes, there's four today, four that were waived by the CSC at the March 2nd meeting, and then one other one that will be scheduled for the CSC next month.
So currently there's eight that the board has reviewed that are pending.
Yes.
Council, is there an ongoing attempt to come to some agreement to look at some type of consent agreement with the board's attorney?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes.
No, just
I apologize.
Dr. Bob, I'm no honor.
You can call him that.
Yes, doctor. Old habits die hard. I apologize for that. We have been in discussions with Ms. Galvin about possibility of entering a consent decree, what a consent decree would look like that the board would consider favorably. And so that process is still
ongoing.
Yes.
Okay. And he's not practicing.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And has no intent to practice now.
That's correct.
Okay. In preparing for this, there was 5,200 pages that I had to read this past week. Just on my case, this is getting weighty. However, in light of the viral thing, hell, if we can cancel a baseball game this weekend, I guess we can cancel a hearing. I'm reassured if counsel is telling me he's not practicing, that he's not out doing any harm, that he is seriously ill, and I wish him well for his health. I guess it makes sense, due process-wise, to continue it to a time in which he can participate. But I would hope there would be serious efforts to come to a consent agreement. And if that's underway, then I'm comfortable with continuing this and would make a motion to do so.
All right. I think, Dr. Flowers, did I hear you want to speak?
Well, I'm echoing some of the same concerns Dr. Wolanski was just stating. I'm concerned because this keeps on getting delayed. We keep getting more complaints added, and at some point it needs to come to a conclusion. I guess, again, if Dr. Denbar is not currently practicing, we don't need to, or we're not endangering the public, assuming we need to do something in regards to all this. But I would hope also council would work with Dr. Denbar and have the understanding that he would not resume practicing. I guess, until stipulations are met.
No, we're not talking, Dr. Flowers, we're not in discussions about what should be in a consent decree. So
okay.
I think he was.
Okay, but right now he is not practicing.
Right. Right now he is not practicing, and he already has a consent decree over him in the ones that he was already issued.
Yeah.
So.
And that's still in place.
Yes.
But he is allowed to practice. This is Jean Galvin, Dr. Flowers. He is allowed to practice. If he wants to return to practice, he can. He could have to have a practice monitor. His ability to practice is not restricted in any way. And while Mr. Beardsley and I have had initial conversations about what a consent agreement may look like, those talks have been hampered because we don't really have any direction from the board. You've only reviewed these four cases. Mm-hmm. All of you have not yet reviewed the other four cases. So I don't know how successful our negotiations will be because I don't have any sense of what the board is looking for.
Right. Dr. Davis-Wilson.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I know there's a motion on the table, so I don't know how we would proceed. I would actually, I think, and this probably may go into the need to go into executive session for legal advice, but I am concerned that we have information that differs from what has been presented to us regarding the practicing status of the doctor, and I think that is pertinent in the ability to make the decision today. The doctor does have an active website. We have other information pertaining to that, and I do have concerns not reviewing that information first.
And I'll withdraw my motion, and I counsel's talking like she needs guidance. I just assume move then rather that we do an executive session and see what we actually need to do to dispose of this in the best possible fashion.
So is that a motion to move in executive session to receive
yes.
legal advice?
And I'll second that.
All right.
So Mr. Dinar and Dr. Flowers, how are we going to call you guys?